Blog Talk Radio. Brothers and sisters of Celestial Energy, this is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant. But because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see, Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris. You know, Mother Nature rest his soul. You know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave him $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy, three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all. So four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with Bebe Kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris' girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says, oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this, you know, if they take you to court, you got to do this, you got to pay this, this is what they were. Bebe Kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, 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 you gonna do this and do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know that you can count on your hand, but it's a whole lot more who are caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and we and who were like, we're gonna have a free heart, we have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So, in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high, and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. My people say we tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like Bebe Kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we talk about those who are not learned in that system. And the Bebe Kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about that. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we are letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters, because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war, so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. And all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the Baby's Kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burnt the shit. He burnt it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the Bebe Kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. This is not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin, whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution of some seed holding place, where they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas, and one or two of them got flooded out, and I think they have one left where they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big. So I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these orc beings put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it, we can do it. No, we got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc beings are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have that time, oh, you can vote for Trump, you can vote for Biden, you can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen, all of them, they're all pedophiles.
For the thing about it is, we have an enemy among us. And we have to be the baby kids. And we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up. And fuck them up also. Because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership. Because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit and just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that. You hold your hands up. You say, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah. We got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation. Because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orb beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high. Because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations. No mercy. No nothing. And we're going in. And we're going in head first. And like one, the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? You start cutting the tails off, that head going to turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head going to turn around. That's when you get the head because now he's weak because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right.
Melanation TV.
Europe. What's good? Welcome back. Welcome back, Reflections. Y'all come on in. Whoa. What a response. Okay. What I want to do right now is I want to give you all the reason why I choose to continue to talk about this issue with our people. I want first you to understand who I'm talking to. I call them the Nigger Nation. But who I'm really talking to is God's children. The original cosmic energy coming into human form tribe. The constellation in the sky of these people. What I'm doing here is attempting to create an understanding that unblocks our minds from the ignorance and brings balance and understanding. Because I feel as myself as being a psychologist and the people being someone in my office that I'm working with. I feel that I healed coming through the people, coming from the people, to reach back and heal the people mentally. So in this video, I'm going to be giving you a deeper understanding of homosexuality. For it's not here for no reason. So a lot of people in the response to my last video showing that homosexuality was natural was a very negative one. And I understand why. If we're going to heal, we have to even understand the people that we're healing. And in this video, I'm going to be showing you with facts how we should value homosexual energy and what is it there for? What's its purpose? Why is it there? Now that I've shown you it's natural, now I want to show you that you're right. It's not normal. While it is natural, it is not normal. But hold up. So, we must understand this. First, before we can understand homosexuality, we have to understand gender. Sexuality, before we can understand sexuality, what is sex? Amongst the gender, and you are right to say, well, Nature Boy, how the hell can two men create anything? How could two women create anything? This is not of the universe. This is an abomination. And while that is true, it does not take away the fact that it still persists and is still there. It does not tell why it, no one has the reason for the sexual energy itself. What is the purpose of it? Why is it here? We know why people are retarded. We know why people have autism. If it's a sickness and if it's a debilitation, why is it here is the question that we should be seeking to answer. So in this video, I'm going to be giving you the why. And to do so, I must take you back. I must take you back in time to the beginning of humanity. So I'm going to be showing you a video here that I made. And I pray that it helps you. Helps you understand. The Holy Trinity is darkness, light, and energy. Remember that. And don't ever let nobody take that away from you. That is the divine knowledge. This is mathematics, knowledge itself. The divine Trinity, the Holy Trinity, is the Father, Mother, which is darkness, masculine and feminine energy, and perfect balance is the darkness. Then you have the light, which is thought. This is what God, Father, masculine and feminine energy, uses the sun, which is thought, which is light, to create vibration. Light is frequency, vibration is energy. Energy is vibration. You have the darkness, which is the same as the light. In the beginning was the Word, which is the light. And the Word was with God. Darkness. And the Word was God. So the light is not separate of the darkness, because the light is the darkness. So you guys are so right that it is masculine and feminine energy that is cipher in its natural form. And what I'm displaying to you in this video is that in that form of darkness is the perfect balance between masculine and feminine, male aspect and female aspect. You see? All things were made by thought, and this perfect darkness decided to become light, which is the same, and it was not separate of itself. So the divine masculine energy of darkness, which is masculine and feminine put together in perfect balance, decided to become light. Right? By the word. And without the word, thought, nothing was made that was made. Let's say it again. In the beginning, in John 1, in the beginning was the word, that is thought. And the thought was with God. And the thought was God. They were not separate. God is the primordial darkness in which light is also. So the Holy Trinity is darkness, thought, they're all one, and energy. They're all one on different frequencies of each other. They're not separate from each other. It's the Holy Trinity. And you remember this. In the beginning was the Word, which is thought. And thought was with God. The light was with the darkness. The same in the beginning with God, all things were made by the thought. And without the thought, nothing was made that was made, because the thought was God. It's the Holy Trinity. The Bible has told you as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, but we didn't understand what that meant. It is Father, Mother. It is masculine and feminine together that makes the primordial darkness. And that darkness changes itself into thought, which is light. And that light creates energy. So God creates frequency, which is light, with itself. God created itself with thought. It thought itself into existence. This is the Holy Trinity. This is what it is. This is the divine. This is the highest form of understanding that you're going to be able to receive. This is the divine code. The divine light code. And the children of God, the kingdom of God, is when you are getting the divine knowledge. Nothing can be taken away. This is called the Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit. It's the holy energy, which is pure divine, which is truth that cannot be denied. But with mathematics, this cannot be denied. Listen to me very, very clear. This is divine mathematics, and it cannot be deciphered by anybody but God's children. Everybody else is going to hit you in the head with some fabricated version of the Trinity. This video, I'm going to put it out right after this download. It is going to be on everybody's page. I wanted you to understand this so that you can understand the beginning and how things were meant to be. In the beginning, there was only oneness, darkness. Masculine, feminine together make complete balance of all. And when this entity we call the Almighty. That's what we call it here in Carbonation. We call it the Almighty. When the Almighty, the All, the Mighty All, Almighty, the Nothingness, when the Nothing became something, decided to become something, it was a star, a light. And in that light, out came that light, came manifestations of itself. We call Earth, Venus, Mars, a whole solar system self-sustaining itself from the permeating energy, refracting itself from itself. This oneness broke itself up And when this oneness decided to become man, and I'm giving you the divine beginning, when the oneness decided to become man, it was hermaphrodite. Hermaphrodite. The first humans were hermaphrodites. I seen them before. My mind's eye shown me the original. Humanity was not two gender. It was one gender. It was hermaphrodite. They were tall, very dark, black. When the universe decided to come into human form, it was asexual. It was a hermaphrodite. It had both genders in one. It was complete balance between masculine and feminine in a being. They were tall, very dark, very long hair all the way to the ground, locks, black as the night sky. Listen. They decided to break itself up and mutate itself into two parts of itself, male and female, to coexist. Everything comes from one thing. And we're all broken up pieces of each other. And you never forget that. Now, this hermaphrodite, these were the original humans. Man was in one being and mutated itself, birthed out of its own vagina and womb. Two parts of itself. The male, the female. And these two parts were perfect. Them to coming together would be able to create more of them. Because they cannot create or be God without each other. So the community is right to say that homosexuality is not righteous and normal and mathematical. But hold on, there's more. The Bible is a bastardized version of what actually happened. But it's symbolic if you think about us being hermaphrodite and a woman coming out of the womb of Adam. Adam being one cell being, a one cell being and multiplying itself. It had to be a hermaphrodite or asexual being. There's scientific evidence now coming out to show you that the original humans were hermaphrodites.
All right.
They were a perfect.
So we're going to cut it.
It gets out of control. But the beauty I see in you is worth more than diamonds and gold. I never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. But life gave me warts, I took my time to shower your soul. I hope flowers would grow. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. I stay by your side through the highs and moderate lows. Life is such a beautiful mess and sometimes it gets out of control. But if you water the seeds of pain with love, flowers will grow. Whatever you choose to do in life, play a positive role. Always chase the sun and sunflower your soul. I've never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. The beauty I see in us is worth more than diamonds and gold. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. When life gave me water, I took the time to shower your soul. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. When life gives you water, help her grow. Help her grow. Help her grow. Help her grow. Gives you water. Help her grow. Help her grow.
All right. All right, guys. When life gives you water, help her grow. So, royalty to everybody. Greetings.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Again, royalty to everybody. Greetings. Thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. My name, I am Haru, the Seven Oracle guys. And, oh, my God, just all of a sudden I got nervous. All right, guys. We have a wow, you told me I'm nervous. All right. This is not no hurt. All right, guys. Greetings, everybody. I guess I'm nervous because this is a topic that is very near and dear to me. I got this, man. We gonna rock it. It's personal for me, guys, okay? And I don't really like to have this conversation a lot. My team knows, you know, we've been growing through this for years. And Auntie LJ, Sensei, Eli, we got this. Absolutely, we got this together. I'm so grateful for Eternal has been here with me. Eternal is the elder of the platform, and he's been here. I mean, heard me cry, push through a lot of stuff. Gratitude for you and gratitude, and I've been there for him, you know, as he we're there for each other, guys. What I'm saying is that even me and my guest Kevin, and both Kevin is my guest, and then I got Justin, who is not a stranger to ear, and he agreed to come on this topic because what we're talking about today, homosexuality. All right, there is a perverted version of homosexuality, and there's also a high, a sacred, I like to say, I personally coin homosexuality as a misunderstood science of energy. I feel that it's sacred, personally, but a lot of people may disagree with that, you know, because how is it sacred when it's not, you know, when it has been condensed down to its perverted state? And just like Nature Boy said, mind you, I do not fancy a lot of these agents out here, but there are some things of value that some of these agents do say, and I keep that with me on this platform. You know, and from time to time you may see me go to the back of the closet and pull out Brother Rashad Jamal or Nature Boy, or you know somebody, some type of other agent, you know, out there. No disrespect to them, because we're all out here, you know, doing what we got to do to eat. I get it. You would have to pay for that later, though. But anyway, homosexuality, guys.
Kevin and I were talking about homosexuality. We've been this has been a podcast that has been in the making for about a year or two, actually. So shout out to my brothers. There's a four. Excuse me, guys. There's a four. Four of us. Oh, there's four. I'm sorry, I'm doing my ritual with smoke, and it's a little too much smoke. But there's four of us today, guys. We got the four, the energy of four today. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Without further ado, let's go ahead and invite Eternal in, and then we'll bring Eternal in, then we'll bring our guest in. Eternal Royalty on to you. Everybody, please be mindful that we have a guest. We have Kevin with us, and we have Justin with us, so please be mindful of the mic, you guys, as we speak, and to let everybody have a chance to speak. But Eternal, royalty to you.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. PC, how you feeling?
I feel nervous, but determined, Eternal.
Okay. Determination. That's the debtor, debtor in the mind. How do we get determination to be our key or our point? You know, we have a point to everything. So after a while, we have to see our circle, our triangle, and our square. How to identify every part and principle to, just like we were saying earlier about learning ourselves. Some of us have, like in Norfolk, where I'm from, this area is like 90% been touched the wrong way. And because of that, it makes it a point where sexuality has been introduced early. So whether one is victimized or bullied into it or becomes a victim or totally, this is a platform you have to speak on, because I know even for myself, I've been speaking it so much where I'm at. So I'm not going to keep going. I'm going to just let you go ahead and, let me know whatever I need to start with, but
Okay, gotcha. Okay, gratitude. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and bring in Kevin, and then let's see, Kevin, and then we got Justin as well. All right, again, guys, topic is homosexuality. What I entitled the podcast is Homosexuality, Sacredness Outside of the Perversion. So what we're going to do is we're going to pretty much kind of paint a picture, and we're going to go back into time, and we're going to kind of give a history, because there is an agenda, you guys. There's a homosexuality agenda, and that's the perversion that we're speaking on, and it's influenced in a lot of people, and I think it's influenced in your subconscious. But for what reason? There is a war against the black men, because if you really look at it, us black men are powerful than E motherfucker. So powerful to the point to where a lot of women appreciate a strong black man, but a lot of women have worked through history to kind of it goes back to what Kevin is saying, because what Kevin brought today, you guys, is something very key, and that's the history of it all. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Kevin Douglas, my brother. Royalty onto you. Peace. Here we are. We doing it. What's up, guys? All right, Kevin, you're unmuted. There's two phone numbers for you, Kevin. So, okay, there we go, Kevin. I probably unmuted somebody else. So, Kevin, there you go. You're unmuted now. Royalty.
Hey, y'all able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. Royalty.
Okay.
On to you.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, salute to the gods, man. Salute to the gods this morning.
Yes,
respect,
yes, brother. Glad you're here with us. We, This been in the making for about a year or two, brother. So here we are.
Man. Yeah, it's amazing, man. So, the journey I've been on, just to have a relationship with someone who's not heterosexual and be comfortable, you know. And that took a lot of shadow work. And, you know, I had to work on myself in order to get to this point. So I congratulate myself even to be able to be on this show and be comfortable and say one of my favorite people in this universe is homosexual, and I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, brother. Just to give people history of what Kevin is speaking on is that it's what goes on a lot in this society. You know, we have heterosexual men and homosexual men who actually have like this tug of war going on, and it's like, how do you bring and balance? And what Kevin said, a lot of shadow work, and I'm gonna tell you on my end, it took also a lot of shadow work, is because I had to stop looking at I had to stop lusting. Let me say that. Lusting after homosexuality, after homosexual men, instead of just, it came a point in my life that said, instead of just lusting after the homosexual men, let me just balance this and just look at this as my brother. And I promise you, when I change my shift and perspective, you guys, as a homosexual, I don't go by labels, first of all. I'm not gay. I'm not homosexual. I'm none of that bullshit, just for the record, for everybody to know, you know, but just to kind of identify.
Yeah, you go back and forth. I love it.
You know what I mean? People don't know what the fuck I'm doing sometimes. And that's, you know,
right.
And I was telling Justin the other day, it's like, we don't start to truly find out who we truly are is when we become naked, no image at all. That's a quote by Prince. Seek to become naked, no image at all. That's what I'm on. So we did our work, and here we are. So, Kevin, what is your take on homosexuality? Let's just start there.
Okay. Well, first of all, you can't view homosexuality from a human mind. Because, you know, we're already filled with judgments and social constructs from birth, especially religious. So you really have to be a cosmic scientist in a way, or take it from a spiritual perspective in order to truly understand the dynamics of or the energy behind this perceived epidemic of homosexual black men and why it's taking place right now. And homosexuality, first and foremost, is an energy. And, you know, right now we're going through a stage of awakening in the Aquarius energy. And Aquarius energy is what? It's water. And what does water consist of? It consists of the womb and a divine feminine. And actually, you know, I'm taking a note from my guy, Michael Bell, who's a very strong spiritual teacher, and he said something about every 2,000 years or so, you know, with this whole universe is a revolution, and this happens every 2,000 years where the masculine energy has to shift and be balanced. You know what I'm saying? So right now, everything that's going on is supposed to happen because we're out of alignment, and it all started back at the height of patriarchy. The breakdown had to happen, and we didn't like the way it happened, but out of chaos comes order. And it started like, you know, where men used to like pretty much run the show, and the women used to be in the house, and men had two families. They made all the money. And pretty much women were servants. You know, out of that birthed the white feminist movement. Then black women was welfare. You know, then the drug movement. You know, that got us out of order. And in the 70s came black exploitation movies, which caused a rift between the divine feminine and the masculine. Now, first of all, the black woman is a representation of the divine feminine. So they did everything in their power to degrade the black woman with this movement, and they put the white woman on the pedestal like she's the most obedient. Black women, you know, them bitches, and they just degrade them at every point. Some people still continue this movement with degrading, and black women started going away from loving the black man. Oprah, she's one of the pawns in this movement because what she created was the ultimate black feminist movement with The Color Purple. That movie I used to love that movie, but when I really became spiritual, it disgusts me. Black men were monsters. We were, pedophiles.
We didn't even realize it, brother. We didn't even know.
And black women to this day love that movie. And they love Oprah. And that's what, and that represents the movement and that really causes gender war, and it's a struggle. And, I got away from it, but,
You good. You doing good.
Yeah, but, let me see, and the androgyny, this androgynous energy that's coming through, it's really just a divine, just a combination of divine masculine and divine feminine. And we as black men need to understand that balance is necessary in order to operate in proper alignment, you know, in this universe. And
come on.
Until we understand that we have to go through our heart chakra and embrace nurturing, embrace trying to understand your woman, embrace cooking, the arts, you know, because we've been put under a spell since birth. It was a ritual placed upon us to downplay those emotions, not to be hard, you know, to be hard, to be not to smile all the time, not to be nurturing, not to hug, you know, and that fucked us up. That's what causes toxic masculinity within us, because it's an imbalance.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what caused, that actually birthed, you know, the DL trend, because people are conflicting within themselves.
Yep.
Because they don't understand what's going on. They're under a spell. The church puts them under a spell as well. The church, I mean, pastors are agents. The church, they use mind control tactics to run the organization. That's why they don't pay taxes. That's how they control us. Mm-hmm. They keep us under a spell through church. It's all mind control. Jim Jones, you know, used the same mind control tactics to kill a lot of people. I mean, it's real. It's in the monotone voices and everything. I mean, but that's going away from the subject. But what happens was when we bottle all these emotions, you know, the feminine energy within us becomes more aggressive. And we need the androgynous energy in order to restore balance. And that's basically why both men and women are becoming more androgynous as a whole. I mean, everybody is gay these days, you know. Biblical people view it as Sodom and Gomorrah, but we're just in that 2,000-year cycle. Everything that's going on now is supposed to happen in order to restore balance, you know. So it just happens throughout time. And you just have to be a learner. You have to research. You have to really go within to even understand this, you know. If you got a closed mind, you'll never grasp this concept in the first place.
Mm.
So men just need to understand that it's okay to show compassion, to understand that women, because that's the only way that we can evolve.
It's okay to cry.
Until the next, it's okay to cry. You know, okay, because the only way we can evolve is to embrace our divine feminine. And if we don't, then we're going to keep coming back here until we understand how to embrace our divine feminine. If men are too feminine, they're going to be back. If women are too masculine, they're going to be back. They got to find that balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to keep coming back searching for that balance. That's why, the Baphomet, you know, that's what that represents. As above, so below. You got to have all that. People don't understand the Baphomet. They make the Baphomet out to be a bad thing. They pervert it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we need in order to evolve. Go ahead, man.
No. You, what you're saying is good. I think that this is a great segue to let, because I know that there's somebody out there who is struggling with this and who you know, right. And, oh, God, I'm having chills. There's a homosexual guy who actually is in the lifestyle, lives the lifestyle, and we think that that's all that we are. I got tears coming down my eyes, y'all. We think that that's all that we are, but it's not, you guys. It wasn't until I left the gay lifestyle I denounced that I was gay. It wasn't until I denounced everything about the word, not homosexuality, but the word gay and its lifestyle attachment. That was the moment where my life shifted and I actually took the power back from it, because this is a perversion aspect of the gay agenda, guys. It is a very low vibratory aspect, you know, and one has to, I came back to balance, you guys, okay? Because as I'm connecting with some of my past lives, I was so vengeant, you know, to the aspect of where I was a cold-blooded assassin, pretty much, just in short, guys. So I had to come back and balance. I remember and I understand and overstand the reasoning in which I came back, and it's everything that Kevin is saying about balance, guys. I think we underestimate how important this whole balance is. Now, Kevin, go ahead with your feedback on that, and then we're going to bring in Justin, and then I know Eternal has something to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, understood, man. Yeah, the understanding balance is why we're here. You know, balance is everything. You know, that's what the chakras represent. And once our chakras are aligned and balanced and in order, that's when we evolve to our higher self, the God self. You know, and if any of those are out of alignment, we come back. So the heart chakra is more important than we understand, because in order to evolve, we must go through the heart, and the divine feminine operates out of the heart chakra. And you know, and I do believe homosexuals or the androgynous spirit are divine and sacred, as you say. I mean, because that energy, the arts, fashion, singing, dancing, that's something that the world.
Oh,
I mean, the world won't take around.
You want to go there, brother? You want to know what the AIDS movement was about?
Oh, man, I already know they're trying to kill it off. They're trying to kill it off. Yes, sir. Paris is burning?
I didn't see it, but I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
I need to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, they tried.
Oh, okay.
It was a governmental attempt. That's what they created AIDS, man. They got a number for that. What a patent for that, for the AIDS. And just like every cancer, just like these viruses they come up with, you know, that people are afraid of, but they create all this stuff, man. And they tried to use the AIDS in order to kill off the homosexuals because of the energy, you know, that homosexuals carry that can restore balance. And so if you want to say anything on that, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, there is many different levels, you guys, to this topic, because just to come to where we're at today, just please understand, it took years of work. It took almost 10 years, literally, of shadow work to even have a discussion, you guys. So just know, those who's listening, there's levels, and there is a lot of work you have to take to get here. You have to be willing to go deep, delve into yourself. As Kevin and I both said, and as you think about it on this platform, it takes a lot of shadow work. Let's go ahead and bring in Justin. Justin, peace, royalty unto you, my Louisiana brother.
Peace.
Royalty.
The land.
Peace. All right. Come on with it, brother. You the one that was like, Kevin, you don't have to come with it. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. You see, but yeah, I said, you know, Louisiana is considered the
or a land of prophets. it's taken a long time to get this consciousness to where it is now. My goodness. So when speaking about the androgynous energy and the talent that is concealed within these people, that energy in itself is more close to the ethereal beings, the first beings, the angels, basically, and whatnot, which is what we are, just a lower level of that. So, however, there are rules between this realm and the spirit realm, and we don't do the same thing for reasons that are not even to my understanding. I don't know if there is a person or many people that understand totally the connection between the spirit and this physical realm and other levels of perception, because there's mind and whatnot, and then there's that aspect of what does spirit and what do the spirits and what do us share in consciousness, which is so. What do I think about homosexuality? Well, personally, what is it? What is sex, and what is it for? You know. Almost lost this train of thought there, because there's a lot to say about sexuality. Look at heterosexuality, right? To create life, we all have sex in a way that's not meant to create life. It's not, you know, and if you do it in the wrong way, you're really kind of damning yourself, because you're kind of wasting seed without that. Now, what about...
There's a lot of wind.
My background.
There's a lot of wind. If you can...
By just culture and bloodline, and just the knowledge of that, what we are. I'm an Israelite.
Somebody who has...
Hebrew,
hold on.
But
somebody who has wind... A lot
away
of,
from the main...
Somebody that's in the back...
Okay.
Justin.
So,
somebody that's in the background...
Yes, that...
Has a lot of wind.
So sex is supposed to be, you're supposed to please a woman for a long time, because sex shouldn't really last that long of a time for a human being.
Right.
So there, I'm not perfect, because am I supposed, do I believe I
learning.
Should have sex outside of marriage and all that, that's happened. And I still do things of that nature outside of that. So I do things that I don't necessarily even believe that are right. So it's not to... I never say what's right and what's wrong, just what is. And that is always my perception to come out and talk about these things, which is a healthy way to do
it.
And that's what
it
we
is,
all need,
brother.
To really, it's really about not being violent towards these people, because isn't that the uproar? That's why people get pissed off. That's why we as a, you can't even call us black, because there's so much confusion in that. So yes, I consider myself Hebrew, because what am I going to call myself on paper?
And that's okay. That's
because
okay.
We don't
want
to be called black no more. I tried to call somebody black yesterday. That person, they blocked me. And I'm like, damn, I was trying to send a text message. I didn't know what else to say. I mean, what could I? You don't want to call
can
somebody
you guys
nigger.
Hear me?
You don't want to call somebody black. Call your own people?
Okay. I'm just.
And that's
just. Yeah.
Saying that because it's relative to the situation with sexuality, because this is a social thing. It's not, look at it as a social thing. That's what we're here for, is a social construct on this radio platform. So how can we get past that? Now, if you want to talk about it on an inner spiritual level, yes, we have to heal, accept each other for what we have to help each other, build each other up.
That's what this is. And
these talks
become. Absolutely. Justin, I just want to point out to you, that the reason why you called the black, you know, you called the brother black and he blocked you is because, brother, we have to understand.
Oh, I didn't even know you were speaking. I thought I was on speakerphone the whole time.
You okay?
Were you speaking the whole time?
Brother, we flow in divinity around here. You know what I'm saying? We don't structure. Look, I try to structure control, but the universe is like, no.
So I didn't understand anything. I didn't hear anything you were saying. I don't even know where
you're
you
fine.
Are. But, you know,
you are fine because you were meant to just speak, and that is fine. Kevin was trying to speak. I want Kevin to go ahead and piggyback on that, and then we'll bring in
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to speak over everyone. I didn't know if people were speaking back. I don't know who was speaking back.
You're fine.
Yes, and I'm speaking. This is a secular, you know, speaking as a secular thing, you know. This is not.
Okay.
So don't, I'm not speaking, you know. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm not speaking directly to any one of the
we get it, brother. You ain't got to explain. We get it. It's okay. We get it. Kevin, did you have something? If not, let's go internal.
I just want to touch on the topic of why heterosexual men gay bash and why they're uncomfortable around gay men. And it's an internal conflict that they're having within themselves because they don't understand the energy and they haven't done the shadow work and they have that imbalance and toxic masculinity. Because what it is we as men seek out feminine energy. Gay men, homosexual men have the utmost divine feminine connection. Because I know when I used to get uncomfortable, it's because homosexual men used to compliment me. They used to, you know, nurture me with words. And I would, like, embrace that. And I would, like, have a conflict, like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? I said, like, I would want to say thanks, baby. You know what I'm saying? This is another man. But I'm not understanding that. I'm attracted to the energy, you know what I'm saying? Because I know that I don't want to kiss this person or have sex with this person, but it's that energy that we're seeking as men that we seek today from our women, but they're so masculine and it's a conflict, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, women are masculine by design because for like the history that I brought up, this conflict, strategic war, and the magicians behind it, you know, that Hollywood, which is a spell in itself, you know what I'm saying? They have mind-fucked us through movies and everything, like, over the years, you know? So we have to be careful what we take in with our eyes and with our ears, you know, because everything is a spell when it comes to television and programming. And that's why some women say or people say when a man gay bashes that he secretly desires, you know, to be gay. For some it may
not
be. For some it's just because he's conflicted within himself because that he's attracted to that divine feminine energy that homosexuals carry. And I hope that helps some people to understand what's going on. When they're not comfortable around gay people, it's not because all of them want you. It's just because they carry that energy that you're attracted to that you can't find in a lot of women these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a struggle.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. Thank you for bringing that up. That right there is because there are a lot of men that become attracted to me. And not just me in general, but just me, just the energy, as Kevin was stating, you know. And it's, and this is why it's important as a gay man to, you know, check myself, because that I don't have. See, if I wasn't able to balance that lustful aspect of it, you know, I probably wouldn't have some of the healthy relationships that I have with heterosexual men, where there is no perversion attached to it. So to anybody that's listening, guys, you see how Kevin had his honesty and where he's at. You know, some heterosexual men are not even honest with the fact that they may be attracted to another man. Now, mind you, not another man in aspect of that's a man as he wants to kiss or have sex, but attracted as into the energy. Like, okay, you know, hey, I can rock with this brother. You know, this brother is cool, nothing sexual, but we have to understand that the attraction does not have to be perversion. I learned, guys. Eternal. Let's bring in Eternal, because this is the other Eternal.
Peace.
All right, Eternal. Peace, bro.
Yeah, this is great. reading.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. This is where we need to be at. Cause see, fundamentally, we're good. Oh, first of all, greetings to everybody on the panel.
Salute.
Yes, respect. The word black, gotta go at that. The connection to the woman, the womb. The carbon triple black, you know, we call it that, you know, because that's why it's not there. It leaves a ill factor to the adaptation that we've learned, not just the evolving, because we wanted to evolve. But this is how also what we call Oda Binga. They put him in a cage because they wanted him to look like somebody that, you know, wasn't himself. And then there was also Jack Johnson. As a pugilist, coming off from being one of the adopted childs on the street, and had to fight his way to get food in his belly. So where they made him look like the belly of the beast and created this idea of King Kong. There's stories that's behind us when we were able to not only get higher to our connection, yet still go through things that cause us to relearn ourselves all over again. Because as Jack Johnson, he realized he started going with Tomahus, which is his opposite complexion, and then that was still an issue. However, he felt like I can get anything I want. So like how you say the word black, some of us are derived by that word so much that it makes it a derogatory to how our instincts are towards life. Like saying black being bad or evil, so that the concept, just like a woman who's black as a black cat, could be evil. So now we made Eve as evil as the evening. When the eyes come out, you see the slant in the eyes, and we wouldn't know if that's a snake or a cat. So now the cat and the snake basically are evil. So then we go into what kind of evil cats and are snakes are there, and it goes to the green serpent snake, to the garden snake, to the cat that has a mane on his back. But the mane now is representation of how we know it in the old time is known as Sekhmet, but she's known as the cat with the lion, as the lion's mane on the back, because she had like fire or phoenix, a bird that was able to fly as high as the sky would be, to where she looks like flaming fire coming off the wings. So this whole aspect is what we're still running into. The Lilith that they said back in the day that, you know, Adam supposed to have been connected to, but Lilith disagreed with. Like, I don't want to be a part of him. And then it was like, well, she had to become a part of the underworld. So we made her to death. So now she's connected to the man of death versus the man of life. And you're like, okay, I mean, the woman of death versus the woman of life. This word mut, M-U-T, is still the vulture woman. So it's like Medusa,
you know, Madonna, the Mary, all these names have started to change, and it's still the same woman. It's just in that, how he said earlier, the divinity side to it, not the woman herself, but the mother. If we go to Miss Myra, she talks about the cosmic mother and the daughter of the earth. And see, we've been saying Mother Earth all this time. So it makes more of a conflict than what we're saying towards people and how we're identifying our own creation. Yeah. And if you look at how they were saying, that the goddess, the god is, you can see that's how it became a goddess. The word's been hidden in the word so that you hear it all the time. So you say God is all the time, you still saying goddess all the time. You just don't know you're saying it. So it's like the hypnosis of you're going to say grammar or glamour to opposition, which is your mirror or mire, how you admire things. It even becomes a jealousy towards the things you admire. So just like when we look at our brothers who really have a feminine attribute, that they look at them in jealousy. This is still the connection to Obatala. We might not know what type of Obatala. So now it could be some kind of Eshu or Legba, to where it's a trickster in the whole idea, the joker, one who might want to trick someone to bring them into the realm of perversion. Now, if we know what perversion is, we might not have to see it as perversion. It could have been sensuality. Like I've been several times, people wanted me to go to the other side. Wait a minute, what are we doing?
Sure.
Do I belong here? I should get out. You're like, wait a minute now. How long should I stay in here? Like, you're getting a little awkward now. Okay, I got to go. Yeah, I'm out. I can't do this. It's a little different. Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. This is right.
You
said
the other side. You mean
going.
Like the spirit world?
Like, I give you an example. I'm giving you an example. I was going around the track, right? And I was like, you know, because me, I want to educate myself and I want to get myself right. So I'm running around the track, which not is a track. I just created a track in the neighborhood. And so I'm going around the loop that we have in the parking lot. And some man saw me, you know, got connected. And he's like, hey, peace, brother. How you doing? I was like, hey, peace. How you doing? You know, and not on that, my peace thing like I was peace then. So it was probably saying hello, like we all start in a Christian form or whatever. And, you know, then it's like we connected. Then he was like, I see you over there working out. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you know, I got some water if you care to get some refreshments, whatever. And I was like, all right, no problem. You know what I mean? And I came back around again. And then, okay, I walked over. And I was like, all right, let's go on in. It was just like seeing a black car. And you knew you were supposed to get in it because it was the car you asked for, but it wasn't really what you were thinking about. So I get in there. And he was like, sit down, start drinking water. And he was like, you don't mind me looking in this magazine? I was like, go ahead. This is your spot. So I started drinking. And then he started whacking. And I was like, is this brother actually introducing to me about whacking? And you didn't ask, that, is that all right? You know what I'm saying? I was like, I know about the magazine, but you didn't say nothing about the other one. I was like, this is an awkward moment right now. I was like, cool. I ain't going to keep looking because I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, did I just walk into something I ain't know I was supposed to walk into? And he's like, yeah. I apologize. You look so good. I just had to whack off for a minute. I was like, okay. Well, I guess if that's what you need to do, go ahead. I'm going to just, you know, I'm about to leave, though. Cause
yeah.
It's kind of awkward. I ain't never, you know, and he was like, well, forgive me. I ain't mean to, you know, disregard you for, and I was like, yeah, nah, it's just, you know, it's new. So, but I'm going to go on up out of here. See you later. And I ain't never come back. It's just like one of those things that you gotta just be aware of. You know what I mean? And I got another one for you. I was in Pittsburgh, right? And, you know, I just learned African dance. I learned my culture. So that's what kind of had me already geared before this was happening. And I ain't know that these things are going to just pop off. Like, once you're in the other realm, you got the other realm, too. You know what I mean? I've been touched at an early age, so I kind of, like, got kind of like an extra spider sense tingling. And I'm like, what is this? I don't know. Let me check. Let me see what's going on. I ain't know. I was not paying attention. My spider sense been tingling. Yeah, so
yep.
I'm in. I'm, I done did African dancing, did it for this brother and whatnot. Now I'm at actually a new spot, new area. It's still off of the job court area. And I created the area. So now I'm like, shoot, I'm in my little own Wanda, little type Wanda brother vision type thing. So making that happen, I see some African dancing on this little paper. So it's like, I'm familiar with African dancing. Just did it. So it's like, let me go over here and see what's going on. So I go over there. They got the music going. I was like, oh, they ain't got no drummers. I was used to the drummers already. So anyway, I just started doing whatever they were doing and start picking up. His brother in there, he saw me, you know, we started doing the same thing, whatever. Then he was like, peace, my name is such and such. I don't even remember his name now. It's been a while. But, you know, I said, peace, I'm such and such. And then he was like, yeah, you know, you live around the way. I was like, yeah. And I was like, he was like, yeah, I saw you dancing. I was like, yeah, I dance pretty good. And he's like, how long you been dancing? So we, you know, we were exchanging a dancing experience. So it was like kind of like a fame thing. I didn't know how fame went. I just started watching it and said, oh, this brother. I didn't know this brother. So we get in the whip and we start riding. And then he's like, yeah, I got a confession to make. And I'm already in the whip. So I'm like, dang. So I wonder what he's going to talk about. Because it's like, we cool, bro. Like, man, this is cool. I'm in your whip and everything. And we get to a spot after now. Of course, after he said the confession joint. He was like, I'm going to borrow your shirt. I mean, I asked, could I borrow a shirt so we can go to the club? He was asking to go to the club right after. So I was like, oh, I ain't got no problem with that. I was like, that's what's up. Then when we got there, I was like, but, you know, I just sweated up my shirt. And then he was like, yeah, you can borrow my shirt. And I was like, all right, that's what's up. He said, it's clean, whatever, whatever. And then so we leaving. And so he was talking about his daughter. I was talking about, you know, me not having no children, this, that, and the other. So we start, you know, heading out. And as we riding out, my brother knew him. So I was like, oh, okay, we all familiar. Now I know because I got on the phone, talked to him, this, that, and the other. He was like, yeah, I know him. And he was like, we're going to do a Sunday, every Sunday kind of thing, cooking and stuff. So I was like, all right, cool. So we already, like, formulating a whole everything getting ready to start to happen. So now it's like, he said, I got a confession to make. And we still heading to the club. And I was like, all right, cool, what's the confession you got to make? He was like, well, I'm gay. I was like, oh, okay. That's different. That's different. I ain't got no problem. I just, you know, thank you. Let me know that now. I got your shirt on, though. I got to think about this. So we get to the club, and we're in the club, right? And you know how you're dapping up everybody, and you're like, shoot, I don't think I should dap nobody, because what if they know? This is his shirt. This is one of the awkward moments. It's like, oh, I don't think I should have worn this shirt right now. This is like a weird feeling right now. It's like, I want to just be like, hide myself and be like, God. And be like, God come out there and be like, Adam, where you at? And he's like, you're hiding yourself. Why are you hiding yourself, Adam? Because I got all these clothes. I don't know what happened.
But
I
was innocent.
With these clothes on me. And so I had to realize there's this other level of our lives that we're not really known how to adjust to yet, and that takes time too. So in the innocent to the guilty to the I don't care mode, I'm me, I'm who I am, has to, all these things have to develop in everybody. So it has to be a point where when you relate with someone, even if it's black and white issues, you get with someone and it's going to be a black and white issue, you're going to find out that you ain't black, you ain't white, and because you're saying you white, I see you looking at the privileges that's coming behind the so-called white superiority. Not white itself, just the superiority of it. So now you're seeing this Western and this Eastern. See, this is why I was explaining about how even sex in the sensual form ain't even the form that we even see, because it's deformed. It's been deformed since the chronos, since the chromosome. The chromosome's been changed since the food we had. 1920s, 1940s. We've been eating wrong. We ain't been eating out of the world. We've been eating out of the stores that's coming from the world. And we don't know what the world they got in their stores. But we still eating it. We got no choice right now. It looks like almost at the same time we see our children. So this is why it's important. Rites of passage. How to get our children to know empathy and sympathy. Breast milk. Still, if you're not with that woman, learn how to help that woman so she can help herself. You might not be every day like the penguins. If you ever notice the penguins, they mate and then they separate back all over again. And then they go back to the same spot that they made it at to go find either another one or that same one. It don't matter. But that's how they live their life. And I'm not saying we're penguins. I'm saying that you have characteristics that's been built inside of you, that your chakras, as you said earlier, are off of its alignment. When we got spiritual, mental, and the physical to work with. So if they already said, Sarah Bartman, our beautiful woman, known as someone they can just cut up and put in an experiment, and then even also before that, put her in the zoo and show her as a human exhibition, when she came out of the waters and other places like the universe, and we were making her so domestic as a cat that you can mummify her and call her a mummy, and then call her all these other things, nanny, nurse, madame, madam, mistress, whore, ho, and the B word, of course, the she-wolf. All of these lepers and the leprosy where we're getting it from is the diss to our own ease to ourselves. We got a karmatic debt that got to pay for because of our not knowing the drama behind ourselves is the dharma that's coming on to a continuum. If we don't fix this, Johnny Appleseed ain't going to have more seeds. That's how it's going to be written. So now it's to a point where you're be fruitful and multiply. It's from your ma energy. Your ma is ham, be fruitful and multiply. Not ham. They just reversed the word so you wouldn't see it as a word. So now you the hammer, knocking down the nail. Every time when Jesus get up, you knock him, put him to the stake. And now we know that wasn't us. That was Romans. It said it. Romans. Not Moors. Romans. The Romans did that. The Romans did that. So whenever we're looking at, oh, you got to love me. You got to put this out to love me. No, you're using that for emotional influence or an emotional power. The influence and the emotional power is a little different. If you got emotional intelligence, you use it for influence, not for power and gain. See, the problem we're having is we can't get past the second chakra. And the second chakra, after you get to the third, you can actually get to some loving that you're supposed to be when you have your emotions, but you don't have your emotions set yet. Through sex and food. Food and sex. Sex and food. Food and sex. Sex and food. Food and sex. No wonder we off our root chakra. No wonder I was at 16 wondering how I got high blood pressure. No wonder when I was at 24, even as you, as myself, feeling like, am I going to turn gay because I like doing other stuff now, watching soap operas. I'm eating the food that's processed so much. I didn't even pay attention to that. Poppers came into existence. You know about poppers, right? Poppers is an existence that poppers, came from back in the... Yeah.
I've used them sometimes.
Okay, see? There we go. It's like the Spanish fly. You don't know what's going on. Like, man, I need to get this fixed right now. I need somebody to fix this right here. Right now. Fix me. Like, what? Fix you? How do I fix you? How do I do that? I don't know what to do. What do I do? But now, if you put disco music with that, that's where the enhancement came from. Mm-hmm. This is where the mesmerize and the project, the Alfred, King Alfred plan was the agenda to make a lot of our men so sterilized in having any spartans that come out of the sperm energy. So we wouldn't have no actual strong energy to change up the molecular structure of woman when she said, okay, I want a girl. Okay, I want a boy. Okay, I want a girl. I want a boy. I want a girl. I want a boy. Her mind don't even know anymore because of the BC, the birth control pill that she's been putting in her body that's sterilizing her body. So now she's off track just as much as we're off track. And then we drink beer, and look at how many people got guts in their stomach. Like, the vision is messed up. So now the vision is saying, on the right time frame when we have this child, it's going to be a miracle child. Or no. It's going to be now a deficient child because of the alcohol and the drugs. Now we're getting connected by gold, oil, and drugs, and the drugs, you might as well call it $40 to get drugged in. So now, what is it that we're really doing? We got to see our spiritual aspect, and that's what's going on. Even, as we said it earlier, certain people are finding out how not to get beat up. You know what I mean? Like, they might have got beat up all their life, and then they say, I'm learning how to fight. Now, at one point, you would have called it masculine. As a fighter, right? But then when you learn techniques, that's feminine. When you take time and stuff, that's feminine. So a lot of us don't really got a lot of feminine going on if we don't know it as what is feminine before we say, oh, I'm masculine, I'm feminine. As what, a gender or a principle? Because if you don't clean up, you're masculine. You're doing a lot of hurt to the earth. So now the destruction comes from wherever you go, you dropping down all type of energy. Your energy now starts to become collective, and it becomes bigger, and it becomes from the smallest little entity of energy to the biggest, like a little microscopic, because you're walking, moving cells, microcell, microvell, you're Michael, you're an angel or angles. You're putting out waves with your line of things. So now when the waves come out, sound waves make echoes. So now it depends on what you're saying is the zen. And so how do you portray it, your energy, is relativity. If you don't know it, then it's the mental that you're attacking to your spiritual and your physical in the nowness. So now you become this Hulk. Is want to knock down stuff, break up stuff, and become angry and show everybody you got energy. However, it's depleted energy after a while. You're going to be impotent. And that's why the energy is like this. We got to learn how to get our radiation to calm itself down versus you looking for things to calm it down. Because we got a lot of radiant energy. That's the raw energy. We say it with the roll of your tongue. And because of the feminine energy, she gave us the spark to have that energy. And that what makes us say, okay, I can live long and forever. Now, of course, this is what happens to us. We can't be a bunch of men in a room and we all agree for some reason. That's what ends up happening. Like someone's just like, I don't agree with what he's saying. My emotions is off. I ain't listening to him. So then we turn off our devices, like on wisdom. When you hear unified theory, that's the point where everybody's like on the collective, got it. You ain't even got to say it again. But when it comes down to information that's really tarnished, we'll be like, man, I hear half that stuff. All right, man, that's whack. I don't even go by that stuff. So now is how much presence does it have? You are known how to be in the present just as much as you're in the past. The pastor became the past. That's why we had Christ consciousness. The Christ consciousness wakes up when we come past the Christ, which is the crystal. Once you come past the Christ, you're back into Buddhahood. And the Buddhahood started you out as the Buddha. And once you know that, that's been before all these other religions came in to show you all these other things. We needed to show you how we dissect energy and then put energy back together again. And that's where we're at. We're in the still, just like the brother who wants to be in a hermaphroditus aspect to say, okay, I'm going to learn Hermes and I'm going to learn Anubis. But Anubis represents Ampu. So now, how much are you really taking care of the underworld? Because now you're going to be responsible for everything that dies around you. Oh, yeah. That's where you have to have now the aunt with you. Because, see, if you're not, you are doing a part of the devil stuff. They call it Lucifer for a reason. A Lucy Fairy. A Lucy Fairy. You heard the word. And I was like, what does that mean? And I was like, oh, that's what it means. Fairies. The fairies are the small twas too. They started out just as much as everybody else on this energy, what we say the smallest energy that's out there. But just like the gnomes, just like the dwarfs, just like the pygmies, just like Sarah Bark. They're the small people. People that's under 4 feet and smaller, that's able to play the music that we were just speaking on, able to do martial arts, mental art, because they would defend themselves whenever they had to get in the corner and realize they had to fight instead of just die right in the corner. This is the toxin that's in our body, right, that we have to learn how to release. And that's why a lot of us took it in. You know, we went in the military. So when we went in the military, some of us were drafted in. We didn't want to go through the high school. So we were like, man, forget that. I'm going in here. My father was one of them. So I know what it's like. And then to be a part of that essence, to see how life's supposed to change for you and don't change because you say, well, there's supposed to be some betterment. It's supposed to be happening. Where is that? I ain't seen it yet. Because the GI Bill and the Dawes Act, and the Homestead Act, and all these little fake acts that they come up with. Right. That's why we say the word black ain't really black as we think it is. Mm. See, that's a nobility for a knight.
Right.
K-N-I-G-H-T. That's why we know about Batman so much.
Batman.
We the Batmans walking around. And so knowing my eye,
Yeah.
How do you get back to my aunt? How do you get back to the mother of Mutt? How do you feed these birds? Right now I'm looking at these birds eating the seeds. I already dropped down on the ground for the bird like maybe 2 weeks ago, but now they're eating it. Doesn't mean that I have to feed them immediately. Don't mean that they got to eat immediately. As long as you're feeding them, we got to feed these mothers. We might be mad at these mothers, but what are we doing on our birthday? Are we saying, it's my birthday, mama. What you got for me? Or do you say, you know what, mama, you gave me an existence. I'm going to give you something. That's the Buddha spirit. I don't know what happened when the
right.
Jesus consciousness came out, but there was a Jesus consciousness that had Buddha with it. Buddha didn't just leave Jesus. That was part of the Krishna. So when we missed it, when they said Christ conscience, we got to see how Christ really is with his consciousness, because this Christ consciousness is not the ones wearing the mask on their face and saying, I'm trying to breathe, and I got my respiratory, and I got to believe on that. So make it a point. Make it a point that you connect back to the mother. The mother is an important thing for you to see your culture come back into your existence. That way,
valid.
You can live long and say, by honor thy mother and thy father so your days can live long.
All right. Gratitude. All right, guys, to anybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying, just on the aspect of homosexuality, we always want to get it back to balance. You know what I'm saying? So, again, guys, we teach here on the Hanson Awareness Radio the levels. Like, we are all in our own frequency and energy and vibration, you know what I'm saying? But what we do is we marry everything and we come back together as oneness, as a unit, you know? One person may be on one level, another person may be on another level, but at the end of it all, guys, we always tie it back and bring it back home, all right? All right, Kevin, so with everything that has been said, what is your feedback and what are some of the key points on the topic of homosexuality that you would like to bring forth before we close? We have an hour, guys.
Okay. I just want to reel it back in on the topic of homosexuality in general and basically the energy behind it. And I would like to give a personal perspective on my journey and what I've discovered about who I was in the past and how it all combines with where I am today. Because I don't know if anybody's ever heard of ayahuasca, but I've been on several trips.
Yeah.
I was probably three or four, but it was like my third trip. Oh, man, you got to go on ayahuasca. You talk to Mother Gaia and she pretty much lets you know. She's sort of like the keeper of the Akashic Records, and she lets you know where you bet and where you're going. It's a beautiful experience, man. And, you really have to, like, cleanse your body and your mind, because it can be a negative effect if you're not spiritually balanced and aligned before you take ayahuasca. So some people have had bad trips. So let me put that out there. But if you go about the right way and cleanse your environment and yourself and your mental state, it'll be a beautiful experience. But on my third trip, it helped me become, partners with my guy, Keithon, because Mother Gaia said back in the day, your ass was bisexual. She revealed to me that, and I was in Atlantis, I'm thinking it was. I was beautiful, long flowing locks, perfect skin. I looked like myself, but I was more feminine. I was having sex with men, in all kinds of ways, and I was having sex with women. And I had both organs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was different with her hermaphrodite. And it helped me. Then at the end of the journey, I was worshiping. I just had a love for the divine feminine. I kept seeing the energy of a cat, which I fixed, so I figured I was segment. And for my wife, and all I wanted to do was worship the divine feminine and women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it got me really extremely horny, and I had to take it out on my wife.
Yeah.
But I just had a divine, I had a divine love and affection for women when I came on my trip, and it just let me know that I need to tap into my divine feminine and have that same love and affection for the divine feminine. I mean, and I think the fact that that's probably what I used to do back in my past life, that's why I probably have that, because I've always had gay guys, you know, hit on me. I've even had lesbian women want to hit on me and want me, you know, handle my business with them. Because I've got, they always, man, lesbian women always want to be cool with me. They always want to hang out with me. They just, I think they want to take notes or something. But they,
you
want to
know
why? I mean,
why?
I try to be cool with them, and they, at the end of the day, they want to end up screwing me. You know what I'm saying? So,
you
want to
know why?
And then I try to do the same. Okay, one second. I try to do the same with gay men, and they always want to end up screwing me. And I'm heterosexual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I guess it's
well,
the energy. I don't understand it. But go ahead.
Well, I feel that the lesbian women are like women who have been there, done that. They're, it's like a higher level than the average mundane woman that you see, right? So it's on an advanced level. So it's actually an honor if they are attracted to you in that right.
I did feel honored.
Yeah.
But I cannot ride up in no little boosie looking female.
I feel
I
you,
do.
But they know who you are.
Yeah.
Energy.
Right.
Kevin,
thank
you for sharing all
that,
Kevin, because Kevin, what you will speak on is the comfortableness on the totality of your totality. Some part of you is connected with the many of you that you know, which is very prevalent now, mind you.
Right.
So for you to be honest with that is key. Let's hear from Justin, you guys. We have not heard from Justin. Justin, I know you have a lot that you still are growing through and understanding. I hope Kevin's illustration helped you a lot as far as the comfortableness in the totality. Go ahead.
So when one is ignorant of, basically when your mind is in darkness, right, before you do shadow work, right, you are susceptible to the voodoo around us. You know, that is, we don't get away from that by not realizing it. Because, let me speak about myself. I am from Louisiana. I have more than sure from my direct lineage is connected to these very voodoo ancestors. As a matter of fact, you know, even, you know, which goes back to your research and all of that, when I opened the Akashic Records, which keep in mind that this is a holographic universe, I did not receive my download in my dream, or at least I didn't remember it upon awakening. So there was another woman that she actually reached out to me and gave me this, I'll call it a revelation, this revealing of this past life that I had back in what we would call Atlantis, which is not the necessarily, that's not the ancestral name for it, so it's not the proper name for Atlantis. However, I was a being back there, and my light shined so brightly that I had to wear a mask. Kind of like today, like people will, and I noticed this when I had a psychological awakening, you know, when I had an awakening when I was much younger, like when I was 19, I noticed that I had a light energy emitting from my eyes, right? And my friend's mom, who's a white lady, you know, white people can pick up on these things more so than us in a certain sense, right, that getting too far away from this subject. You know, she's seen this light emitting from my eyes. And I didn't know, like, I didn't know nobody. And I'm just thinking, like, I'm tripping. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, cool, whatever. Get my hair. I was getting a haircut, right? It was nothing. It was the person. So she was like, Justin. She was looking at me all weird at my eyes. I'm like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm straight. Like, what? So back to the vision. That's how that energy relates to me today. So back then, I was thinking that I had to wear a mask, right? Nobody could really look upon my face. The Baron was with me. Basically, that's Anubis and Voodoo. That's Baron Samedi, right? The Baron was with me. I had him to the side. Obatala, he was to the guy. And I was, I approached someone. Yes, I approached this woman that gave me the revelation because she was back in those times too. Because keep in mind, nobody can give you a revelation without having been there somewhere in that time, right? About your past life. Because when I got a reading from a white man, he couldn't really go past a certain Irish ancestor of mine. He didn't go back to my indigenous roots. I don't feel like he could. Because he's white. He doesn't have that connection like I do. So she asked me, the woman, the Baron is with you. Is it my time? I was like, no. She told me, no, it's not your time. So I ended up asking this woman, you know, her name is Decidia Vise. She's my friend on Facebook. She's a moderator of a group I created. This is a profound experience. You know, this is a hell of an energy to be tapping into and to speak about it. What happened? I said, no, this wasn't your time. And I asked her in real time, 2 years ago. I said, you gave me this revelation. Are you more powerful than me? Which we understand that at our levels, it doesn't really matter who's in a higher dimension. She responded, no, you're in a higher dimension than I am. Just keep in mind, I'm 29 now, so this was a few years ago, so my mind wasn't even, I don't think a man's mind develops until he's the age of 29, or at least when he makes that complete cycle. So, not knowing these energies, right, and I've gotten my readings done and whatnot. So not knowing that I am heavily surrounded by these high energies, things would chaotic shit would happen in my life, right? I need some water. Because I have the energy right there, I'm trying to say Brother Wisdom or something. Because as the brother said on the show, right, you got this death energy around you and you doing shit around you. You don't even understand what the fuck you doing. But you fucking with death. Us as black people listening to these gangster songs, and this is just talking about the energy because we can talk about the sexual energy we listen to, this R&B and all this. We're susceptible to this gangster energy, this demonic energy. This isn't necessary. You know, you don't mess with angels to help you take out your brother. You mess with devils. These lower energies, right? Ancestors, you know, this Damon is an energetic term I'm using, right? Because I'm not... Because we are also related to the demons as well.
After your statement, so I have a question for you.
The demons, this is a divine. These are divine energies, and this is on a, in a fourth dimensional sense. Now, when you get to a higher, dimension, you still know about the third dimension, but while you're at the fifth dimension, you have to be aware that the third and the fourth dimension is still going on, yet your consciousness is in higher densities of being. You said you had a question?
Yeah, I have a question for you. As I know, a lot of us men are still exploring, and we're still, you know, we're still exploring and coming on the venture of the nature that is us with totality. We do things to connect with that. Please note that when I'm mentioning it, we have to be mindful also that we're speaking to an audience. You know what I'm saying? So for the audience, guys, you know, there are many ways that you can slice it. There are many ways that you can connect, you know, and a lot of the examples that these brothers have, you know, given today are examples in how they relate to homosexuality. Whatever the level of exploration or however we slice it, that's how we relate to it. So my question for you on a public forum, not my apologies, but really, Kevin shared his, and Eternal shared his, and I want to know, do you have any kind of homosexual experience that you may have had or that you probably got close encounters with, and how did you kind of counteract those experiences?
Those, like, certain homosexual experiences. So this ancestor thing that I'm getting back to, which our nature goes back to our ancestors long ago. So what I'm saying is, from an ancestral point, that homosexual nature has been passed even in my family, and I didn't find out about this until a later age, right? So I don't want to expose the people in my family because, you know, these are close relatives, you know, and I didn't get the okay to talk about it because they, you know, spoke to me about this.
You don't have to expose.
Right. So my brother, my cousin, right, I'm going to say my brother, he basically molested him, which my cousin is older than all of us, right?
Yeah.
And so my brother had me do something sexual with him, but this is when we were young children, right? When I was about 3 or something like that, so I vaguely remember. But I had to remember, I had to get a psychologist to ask me, have I ever been sexually abused? Because I wasn't even aware that I had this basically same sexual experience with my brother. Right?
Yep.
And so, I remember that now. I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. And I was quiet with the first thing. I was like, wow. Right? And I was like, So this is part of a curse in my bloodline. I'm finding this out through coming across readings on YouTube and my ancestors. A lot, you know, basically, what do these sacred texts talk about? This, you know, basically how sin and whatnot started. Right? All stories appear to us on a conscious level. Legends, no matter where you're from, who you are, they help to shape your consciousness. Right? So this has started my bloodline way back then, and I've gotten the revelation that basically that has ended with, I'm ending that with me now. Because I wasn't going, you know, divinity has it that I wasn't going to have any children while this certain spirit is lingering around us in my bloodline. And my mother even spoke, you know, and this doesn't stop with the men. This, my mother, this raping spirit. So my mother had something happen to from one of her uncles or something, because all she has is a younger brother and her other brothers and siblings. That's from my grandfather, and we don't even
you
know
a
them
cosmic
like that.
Assassin.
So that happened. So something happened to my mother, and she doesn't even talk about it. The only thing that my people on my mama's side really talk about is the abuse, because my grandmother don't play. She don't play with nobody, not her own kids. She, gut somebody in front of my mama.
Okay.
She gut a nigga in front of my mama in the kitchen. So you know, she was abusive to my mother. Alcoholic abusive.
That's where her shit comes from. Yep.
That's not the real nature of humans. Like drinking and alcohol, you ain't good. Because when I practice voodoo, you barely want to drink that spice rum. Because, nigga, you are attracting the spirits of the crossroads. One of them is my head, I'll say a mette, but, I don't even mess with him because he's too, that's that energy that's not even, I work with him, so I understand him, but that's not an energy that you just always affiliate with.
5 minutes and we're gonna pass some mic because we dwindling down to the last of it, and I want to bring it to a close. I'm sorry to cut you off, but what you were speaking on is pretty much what a lot of our families, go through and grow through. It's a lot of stuff that we sweep under the rug, just with my uncle. I just pretty much exposed him, which my whole family fucking knew, because he, not only did he molest me, he molested every fucking body in the family, but nobody had the balls to put everything on blast. Some of us are cosmic assassins who come back to raise awareness of these bloodlines. And Eternal mentioned something that says, are they curses or are they courses? There's a different perspective on that. Are these curses or are these courses? Okay? So keep that in mind, you guys. So to the audience, guys, everybody, we all have a homosexuality. And for a lot of us men, a lot of us is rooted within the subconscious. A lot of us men, they, like another brother of mine right now, he's attracting all his homosexuality experiences, and I'm like, he tells me that he doesn't act on it, but I don't know if he knows this, but what he is reacting to is stuff in his subconscious that have went unchecked. This is the child molestation that happened at age 5 that you can kind of have a faint of a memory that you remember, but you really don't remember. But if you really focus on it, then you start to remember. A lot of the homosexual men are attracted to other men, even in private, the shit that you don't tell nobody, not even your wives and all of that, is because of subconscious, unchecked emotion and unhealedness. All that shit in your subconscious needs to now be brought to the surface. It needs to be examined. This is why I brought, this is why I invited Kevin to have this particular podcast, because he has done his work. Now, Kevin, since you are the main guest, okay, Kevin, I'm going to give you the floor. So any kind of bulk or any kind of anything that you want to bring, mind you, we're going to wrap up. Anything that we may have left out, that you want, any key point, anything, Kevin, the mic is yours.
Yeah, I just want to say that we are all on our own course through this testing ground, which is the earth. And we go through everything in order to get to achieve a goal towards evolution. And our molestations were par for the course. So it's not a curse.
Mm.
Everything is supposed to happen the way it happened. And we're supposed to learn from it. Like with me, I've already gone through the homosexual or bisexual lifestyle in my past lives. This lifestyle, it started at 5. It wasn't nothing but women molesting me when I was young, from the ages of 5 to 8. It was like my dad's girlfriends, daughters, or women in the family that would molest me, that were like between the ages of 15 and 21, primarily. And yeah. It caused me to be hypersexual at a young age, you know, masturbate 5-6 times a day, you know, watching porn all the time. You know, where things to be an addiction, and I couldn't withstand a real relationship with a woman because of my drive. And until my late 30s, I had to actually purge myself from sex for a year to just actually get a control of it, to the point where I could now be married and not step outside and be committed. Because you have to, like, go within, you know. When you have all those, and I had to learn from those experiences because, you know, when you get out of balance sexually like that, that's when it becomes perverse. You know, you got to stay within the natural flow of everything because the more and more you have sex, you get bored with women. You want to start trying other things. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that, you know, that's outside of who you are or meant to be. Now, if you were meant to be homosexual, yeah, that's cool. But, you know, you stay within that balance. Huh?
I said, or is it? I think that it's very important that we don't fight that. And I think that people, we kind of get caught in this morality of things. It's very important not to fight that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And like, okay, you're saying like, if that was part of your course, then yeah, they go with the flow and don't fight. I feel what you're saying.
Yeah. Because Kevin, you explored it. See, you can come on this platform as a homosexual male this lifetime and say I have had a bisexual. That is huge, Kevin.
You're right.
Huge.
Right.
So for the men that's coming up under you, and for the men that's listening, they have to understand that it's okay if you have those feelings, those thoughts. It's okay, but for you to explore it, not fight it.
Man, all men are attracted to other men in some form. That's when a man passes by, they start holding their women's hand tighter because they look at the man and say, damn, that's a good-looking brother. I know my woman looking at him. You just admit to yourself that you're attracted to men. I mean, and that's okay.
Brother, they just outright tell me I'm good. I look good. Straight up. They don't even care no more.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, it's the ego and the social construct of things, man. So it don't mean you got to act on it. If you just find another brother attractive, you find another brother attractive, that's cool. I mean, you don't have to fight it. It's a natural thing. Men are attractive. Women are attractive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The ego destroys a lot of people, and they fighting the ego and that who they're supposed to be. It's an internal conflict. Once you harmonize yourself with the energy, you can flow them. Just be. You know, that's what it's all about. You know.
There is. Man.
Just be. Just flow. Just be. Man.
Just be. That's what we're here to be. Man. If I just really wanted to fucking flow and be free, I don't believe, you know, people should be confined to one person. You know what I'm saying?
I respect
my wife and my relationship, but that's not how
Sorry,
I believe.
Y'all.
But I respect and I commit it.
Ms. Douglas.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can feel like prison to us men. It's also important for you to understand and understand your man, but not judge him or not seek to change him in any aspect. Your man may have a lust, not a lust, but an attraction, a healthy one for other women or other men.
And it's
okay, y'all. It should be okay. But I'm sorry, Kevin. You were on to something right there.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to bring that to the forefront. So a lot of brothers who have that eternal conflict can heal, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I've tested myself when I had that eternal conflict, came out of Shadow World. I tried to watch, you know, gay porn, and it didn't do nothing for me.
Oh, wow.
So I said, okay.
Oh, wow, Kevin,
I'm cool.
Damn,
I'm cool.
You didn't come to play. Okay.
I'm an open brother.
Anybody that knows me knows I'm an open book, man. I'm an open book. I don't give a damn what nobody thinks about me. A lot of motherfuckers can hear this now and say, oh, that nigga's gay. I know a lot of folks say, that nigga gay.
Nah.
I don't give a fuck what you say.
May I introduce?
All I care about is my wife and my kids, man.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just being honest about it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Justin.
Okay, I was trying to see.
Eternal, you going to take us out?
So,
Justin,
just like, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah.
So, just with that, you know, when I say it's important to know thyself, this is what I be getting at, you know, like these, you know, knowing about where we come from, just by knowing where we come from, like getting in touch with these energies that are, let's say, our ancestors. My mom Brigitte, she has come to me personally. That's an energy that is of a very tabooed sexual nature. That is part of us. That is a consciousness that is in us, whether we know it or not, right? Because these beings, you'll see ladies in church on a Sunday. That is the day of Ezuli Danto. And Ezuli Danto, she likes the color pink. And on these certain days, these women, you'll see all these church women out wearing pink. For what they, and you know, looking at it as a voodoo practitioner, as I was, I don't really practice that. I don't practice it anymore. But looking at that, and we just all looking at that in our community, we just like, look at y'all got the Ezuli Danto energy, and y'all don't even know it. But that's okay. That's what goes on in the spirit. So these, so you know, that's a be the sexual nature that is you. That is us. Be the sexual nature that I am. Personally,
you can hear
a lot. You know, I don't really mess with a lot of, you know, I'm kind of a loner even in that nature, speaking of the ancestors.
Oh, they love that.
Yeah.
They love that, brother. Oh, he a loner too? Oh.
Oh, and, you know, it's all about respect. You know, I had to learn from my brother, man.
Yep.
Just because homosexual man comes up to you and gives you a compliment, you ain't got to respond all huff and puff, man. Tell that man, all right, thank you, I'm flattered. However, I'm not a homosexual.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's about love.
Respect.
You gotta love these people. These are your brothers. This bad energy shouldn't even be there. I don't even notice that in my journey right now. Kind of now back when I was in high school and all that. That was sort of pretty much a different story. Not that it wasn't. I'm in the South in Louisiana. There wasn't a lot of, I'll say, outward homosexuality, and if it was, it was to an extreme point to where, you know, this is what they is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know.
Okay.
It's all about respect. All
right, so
you got respect.
I'm sorry, I didn't want, did I cut you off? Were you finished with that? Were you finished? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I went in as soon as I finished. So.
Okay, Justin gets hit on a lot. They've been hitting on them, y'all. Him and one of my other homeboys, especially now, it seems like something about y'all now, like the homosexual. But here's the thing, respect, guys. Respect at the end of the day. That's exactly what I had to learn. Even the reason why me and Kevin are able to even be brothers and friends today and have intimate conversations in the background and still not have an attraction and Justin, you and I the same way, and still not have that lustful perversion attraction, we're able to do that. Why? Because underneath everything, you know, it's respect. I had to learn that, you guys. It took work. So to any gay man or anybody that's just loosely lusting after these homosexuality men, if you truly want to build sacred bonds, and this is on every level of your life, you have to disassociate yourself with the perversion
of the gay lifestyle. The perversion of a gay lifestyle is only one version of homosexuality, and we get a bad fucking rap. The energy gets a bad rap because what you see on TV, all Miss Thing with the T. I tell people, and I rewrite them, every female, every male, they always found out. I reroute bitches on site. I'm not that gay person. I ain't gay like that, bitch. I don't know who or what you think I am, but I'm not him, okay? It's about respect. I'm not your gay best friend or accessory, honey, you know.
Hey, Keithon.
Yeah.
Keithon, to touch on that,
yes,
man, to touch on that, I just want to say, the perversion is related to the ego, because when you tie ego into homosexuality, that's when it becomes perverse or toxic, because I spoke to homosexual men and women who think it's a game. He said they like going after strictly straight people to turn them out, and it's a game. So I can get anybody, and that's their ego, and I can get them. He don't know it, or she don't know it, but she really wants me, you know, and I'm going to get them. And that's where the disrespect comes in. So that's why you have to check your ego, even as a homosexual, as a heterosexual. It's all, yeah, that. So that ego just really confuses a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Ego. I didn't even think about that. Good point, man. Ego. There it is. The ego imbalance.
Right.
At a root, brother. You speak on roots. We speak on roots. The ego. All right, guys. We got 30 minutes, okay? So we're going to use this 30 minutes to wrap up. This has been a wonderful podcast. But before we do that, Eternal, do you want to speak on anything that was said in short so we can go ahead and close this out?
Yeah, Set.
All right,
that was basically was speaking on Set. Set is a deity. Set got around with Heru, and Heru, being that it was a child, was like learning about Ra. Ra ended up being this energy manifested through the father of what we know as Asar. So the story is like Lion King, where Scar, he wanted to be the Lion King of the jungle or the prairie land. This is why the word pride is still there, the lion's pride. So it's the idea that the rainbow, the seven chakras, being in charge of it. That's why you see a lot of us wanting to, in the cartoon, dominate, and we'll still fight a woman in the cartoon. Like, why is that man fighting a woman? But it's because of the masculine and the feminine as a principle, not a gender. And that's where we keep getting the splicing of it of. Just like the brother said, after a while, you get the first part of the perversion of, you know, how we think of, you know, us being around men who love other men. You're going to finally see that after a while, you're going to come out of that, and there's going to be a next grade that you're going to level up to. And then you're going to find out that you do love women just as much as you love the men. Then you're going to find out that you don't like these women just as much as you don't like the men or the women. And so there's stages that you're going to run into yourself. Okay, so this says, our culture has been deeply penetrated by the notion that man, not woman, is created in the image of God. This notion persists despite the likelihood that the creation goes in the other direction, that God is a human projection of the image of man. No known religion, past or present, even succeeded in establishing a completely sexless deity. Worship was always accorded either a female or a male, occasionally a sexually united couple or an indigenous symbol of them. But deities had a sex, just as people have a sex. The ancient Greeks and others whose culture accepted homosexuality naturally worship homosexual gods. And so this is where you get Hermes, you get Herma, and you also got Inanna. You look at Inanna, you find out that these are the hermaphrodite or androgynous connection, the masculine and the feminine combination. And there was at a point where the divine of itself find a way to downgrade itself. So man is a degraded being from the woman. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the ego, like the brother said. So there's a point where set, just like the word set, you can get upset or set up, or, you know, the word steady can now change with the word sentiments. How much sentiments do you have, or sentimental are you? So now it's really about your sending energy. And so sending like semen or semen energy. So this is still how the cement to the ground is a pavement towards our thoughts and how we project. So now it's the idea that insemination or outsemination, ejaculation or injaculation. So Jack became a ripper or a raper. And Lucille, like Lucifer, changed up her Lucy energy because she didn't want to be loose no more. So she started to become the orange being the new black. And that's where you get Oz, which is Zoo backwards. And it's really the AZ of Az technology. And we have to learn our priesthood from the head, because they had a head without the body. And that's why we started rejecting stone. There's pieces missing to the puzzle, but we all got the puzzle pieces. So now to put it back together as rubber people versus the rubble people. We're the rubber people. R-U-B-B-E-R. So that's the bird and the beer and the bear and the bird and the beer people. So when you get a shepherd, you got one who knows how to keep the cattle going. And you got to know how to deal with the numbers. The numbers don't lie. 33rd degree, certain people have a 33rd degree in their birthday chart. You got to know who they are. Because you're running around looking for the 33rd degrees in temples and lodges, but they're not telling you what this information is about. It's about for you to learn yourself. And the more you know thyself of the universe and the God. Not just one, there's multiple pieces to this. So that's why Jesus sat with 12 as a disciple. Not just one of himself. He's with the whole 12. So that's all body parts. Learning the 13 moon cycles. We can be playing around with this man on man or the woman with woman. However, if you want to keep going, you can stop there or you can keep going. So there's other things that you know what I mean? Like as you start playing with the toys and the tools, you can find out they become weapons. So that's why the sterile Peter or Saint Peter or the Jonah to Joanne, which is John, they changed the popes up. The popes represents the phallus. Start looking up. Okay, I got this book right now. It's called
And we're gonna wrap up.
The Woman Encyclopedia of Myths and Secrets. Whenever you get a chance, look that book up because it's going to give you a lot of information about Adam and Eve,
the
Trinity. The author is Barbara G. Walker.
All right.
Barbara G.
And then
Walker.
Let's wrap up a turn after that.
All right, so just getting in tune with yourself, like the brother said, you'll find out. Like I didn't have brothers just always on my attraction, and then when I realized, get around them first, because you can always have to be paranoid of anybody. But when you sit around, talk to them long enough, you start to hear the stories that they have for you. It's not that bad as you think it is. It's only because someone told you that. And after a while, you'd be like, dang, I could be one myself. That's how close I could be. And it's like, you'll find out.
Who knows?
You that person that be at the store. You that person that be at the cash register. So they everywhere. It's not like, oh, I ran into one. I can't be near this one. Nah. Because you now notice that. Your eyes, ears, nose, and mouth are now open. What you find out is they do got caring information. And that is what you're supposed to be looking for. How much enlightenment do each one of us have to light our lights up? And when you find that, that's your unified theory versus your behavior theory. Good things. Respect.
All right. This is going to be our wrap up. Thank you. As a part of my ritual, each day I always say thank you, thank you, thank you. What am I thankful for? Y'all know what I'm mostly thankful for? I'm mostly thankful for the bad shit. I'm thankful for the bad shit that go on in my life or in life general. What we perceive as bad is misunderstood until we are willing. Chaos brings change, not peace, remember? Until we are willing to go in our own abyss, within our own fires. You know what I'm saying? How else will we truly, truly grow? So adopt with you guys. Homosexuality was one of the best forms of protection that could have ever happened to me. I understand that I am not it. It is a part of my journey, but that is not who I am. Anybody that is leading what we call, quote, homosexual lifestyle, bisexual lifestyle, no. In my past lives, I do not remember homosexuality. I remember bisexuality. I have always, as a matter of fact, I'm connecting with many of myself. If you guys go back and watch the TV show Fringe, go back, to Kevin, you too, but you and Kevin, you and your wife, y'all may love it. I don't know if y'all seen Fringe, but I'm telling y'all, Fringe is what's happening right fucking now. I knew it was the reason why I was drawn to that TV show. There's 5 seasons. And every fucking episode down to season 5, episode 23, goddammit, is fire. Go, if y'all don't listen to shit else I say, go back and watch the TV show Fringe. It is on Amazon Prime. It is happening now. Parallel universes, all right? Homosexuality can be a part of your story. Do you understand and overstand the mayat, sexuality, obatala, yiminya, olakun. We did yiminya and olakun we did yesterday. Go back and listen to that, to the audience. At the root, as we all like to speak about on this platform, is balance. That's all I got, guys. Join us every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, here on Enhancing Awareness Radio. We appreciate the guests and everybody, guys. So I'm going to pass the mic to Justin. Then I'm going to and wrap up. Please keep it at a minimum of 5 minutes if you can, guys. Eternal is the LD on the platform. Eternal will take us out, and then we'll play a song. Thank you to everybody who has been listening in the background. Kevin, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, brother. I'm so, if you can feel it in my energy right now, I am so ecstatic that we are in each other's energy attraction space. And I'll get to that part of it later, but I'll reveal to you how I attracted you, my brother, how I attracted all of you. You know what I'm saying? There's a different level to even that. I didn't fuck with Sagittarius growing up to realize I'm a motherfucking the opposite. In my fact, I am. My Jupiter is Sagittarius. That's why anything I touch is gold. I don't give a fuck what it is. Down to the lowest of the low is gold. All right, guys. That's all I got, guys. Join us again every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Please share this podcast with anybody that may need not a perverted aspect of what homosexuality is, but, guys, the gameplay is over. We are done with all of that gameplay, all of that, you know, you condense his power by calling him gay. And this. We are done with that gameplay. If you guys have not realized that we are in another simulation, okay, because the real earth, Mother Kai at her root is revealed once we start to begin to understand and overstand and understand the totality of a nature, then boom, just like a flower bloom, that's when the real earth is revealed. Take that how you will. Justin, and then Kevin, and Eternal, take us out.
Yes, so speaking about that other universe, I'm kind of going through something with that right now, kind of basically journaling about it. Maybe have publication.
It'll be revealed soon.
Oh, you can have a publication about it, because this is kind of a, I don't want to get too much onto that subject, but it's like an alternate universe that I had since I was a child. Turned out to be an actual star system out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. But anything you could imagine is real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. More so than one can realize. You know, it's that you have to really delve into the subconsciousness through whatever means you can at that time. Because your mind is going to let you know.
Hey.
You know, there's no, I mean, you can say right and wrong. That's a lower dimensional level of thinking. Past 5D, you know, like Brother Wisdom said, these white people can only go to like 5D. That's what he said, and I'm guessing, you know, I'm not sure. He doesn't really understand their physical, metaphysical nature that much as he has mentioned. So
he
that's what they
too.
Can do. Yeah, right. We're better not say you're a master. You're limiting yourself. You know,
okay.
You better not say it. If somebody say they're a master to me, I'm like, oh, okay, you master something? All right. You
know, we are all students
like,
first.
Like there's a master's degree, but then the person with the PhD has a place.
Yep.
The PhD is a practitioner.
Sorry, Justin. What
so
you want to leave the people with?
The energy of sexuality, experience it on your terms. No one can tell you that. I'd be damned if I let somebody tell me how to have sex. Man, look, that ain't what you masturbate to. That ain't really, nobody's supposed to even be worried about you. I mean, your partner can be worried about it, but there's an aspect of where you have to do some, you have to do this shit on your own. These things. How to do that on your own. Because there's a level with, there's a, your partner level, then you have your own energy. So I'm going to leave it with that.
2 minutes. All right. All right. Appreciate you. All right, Kevin.
Okay, hello?
Yep, you here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had to mute myself. Man, I had to tap into my divine feminine and get to nurturing my babies. Yeah, I'm just
okay.
You know, I got autistic twins. I don't know if anybody knows, but that's also one of my life lessons that I've learned to embrace. Because they are the epitome of chaos. And they, you have to interact with them energetically, but they don't talk. And this is spiritual, you know what I'm saying? And I learned to embrace it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just wanted to let y'all know. Anyway, this is part of the journey, man. Me being, me and both my divine feminine, because I'm more nurturing and I'm more understanding. I'm more patient. I'm more calm. You know, I'm more loving.
Yeah.
And now these kids came out this way for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying that's just how life is. And you know, when it comes to this androgynous energy, it's all about balance. It's about being judgment free. You know, letting people, you know, walk their path, their journey on, and their perspective, and don't try to change. You just be compassionate, and that's all it's about.
You know, Kevin, I want to be honest with you. Saying I didn't know your children were autistic at first, and when I had learned that they were autistic, my first thought was, oh my God. How is Kevin dealing with that on a, at a root
and but I, something in me knew you was all right, and you knew that even that was a teaching for you and your wife. Y'all both are handling that. I mean, it's impeccable how you guys, because I talked to y'all, both of y'all, deeply, well, her really, but now you're telling me now, but the way that you guys are handling that could be a great other, you guys. I'm telling y'all, y'all are of high value, and I'm so happy to have attracted y'all on my journey.
Man, you talking about tapping into divine feminine nature, you got me crying, man. But yeah,
you the goat, brother. You the goat. You truly are appreciated. I want you to know. Really? I want you to feel that.
Yeah, man. You divine, man. You an oracle, man. You know. I appreciate you for coming
I
to my life at this time. I mean, there's a reason why you came. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
Everything's in alignment, man.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, man. You can't you can't complain
all
about
right.
this journey, man. Just embrace it.
Hey,
just
you blowing
hot air. Have gratitude for the lessons, you know.
Yeah, for gratitude for the lessons, you know. The Brother Wisdom always says, "Chaos brings change, not peace." But I think that it's very mindful though, not to get trapped in that chaos. Though it's a fine line, not to get trapped.
Yeah. Right. Chaos is fun. You know what I'm saying?
It can. But don't get lost
can,
now.
You got to come on back.
All right,
balance,
Kevin.
Man.
Anything else, Kevin, that you want to, anything else that you want to add, leave the world with anybody who may, talk to the men who may be coming through homosexuality, the heterosexual men that don't understand why they may have feelings for other men. Talk to them.
Yeah, I touched on it earlier about the energy that they see with the divine feminine,
the
and that they have to learn how to embrace, how they've been brainwashed to thinking that they're supposed to be a certain way, have this toughness, which is toxic, and that how it's a spell that they've been put under through society. Basically, you got to come out of that and, you know, have to push past your ego and learn how to embrace femininity and do things, make yourself uncomfortable, man. Do things that are feminine, man. Be okay with wearing pink. Be okay with crying. Be okay with telling people I love you. You know, be okay with hugging more. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to listen to rap all the time. Listen to some slow music. You know, be more sensual. Be more the understanding of your woman. You know, try to understand your woman. You know, stop this gender war. Stop bashing women.
Mm.
Stop bashing homosexuality. You know, stop bashing people on their journey and be understanding. And that's all I got for it.
Kevin, thank you. Man, we did it, bro. We all
did
it together.
Yes, sir, baby. Yeah.
All right. Thank all of you again, Kevin. Until next time, Eternal is going to take us home. All right, Eternal.
All right, so sacred alphabets is the ancient world signified birth and the beginnings by the letter A. The letter meant the creatress who invented alphabets and gave them to mankind. Notice it says mankind and not man. Though most traditions said womankind had them first. Babylonians called the great mother A the beginning, or Aya, the mother of all things. Tantric sages called her birth letter Alpha, which we call Akshara. The letter A, which is considered the mother of all wisdom, and therefore of all men of Genesis. Genius. All Bodhisattvas and Buddhas are said to have been produced by A. The Greeks had similar views about the letter Alpha when denoted the river of birth or creation. Its other name was Styx. That's why you hear the word stick, S-T-I-C-K. This is the part where the phallus became the stick. The river of death, and the Styx is S-T-Y-X. So imagine that, the Y chromosome, X chromosome, S and T. If we look at it in the numerals, the numbers, we actually see something else in there. So you just got to just start decoding things. This is the river of the death for the cyclic system of the ancients. Birth and death merge in a circular continuum. See how that works? Masculine and feminine cannot die out. They basically are supposed to match up to each other. The river Styx circulated seven times, although the earth's womb, and emerged again as Alpha. I'm going to go into Ab, and then I'm going to stop. Egyptian's word for the heart, soul, most important of the seven souls, the one that would be weighed in the balance by the goddess Ma'at in the underworld, hall of judgment after death. As in India, the heart soul was pictured as a tiny dancer treading a constant rhythm in the midst of the body as dancing Shiva. Now, you know, Shiva comes from Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, or dancing Kali. This is what we know, Kali Ma. So California, Wonder Woman, all these who are the Amazonian woman, the Dahomey, Black Panther. That's why you know about Pink Panther. That was a gang. So you know about gangs that are in the masculine and the feminine. We had gay gangs, and the gay gangs were tougher than the actual gangs themselves. So you'll find out that when it came down to femininity, they were still finding the balance. And so now the balance was, can you defend yourself as a fight or flight? Now what makes this important is what we talked about, Ma'at. How do you have the connection, all right? So what it says is the hieroglyphic sign of the Ab, A-B, was a dancing figure. Okay, gotcha. And so that means heart. So knowing that you got to go into your heart, find your heart, and your heart has all answers for you. You are the key to Solar Man, not just Solo Man. Ashe? Ashe, yo, give thanks, respect.
In a word or two, what you, I want to do. No, not your body, your mind, your fool. Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
We're all alone in a villa on the Riviera. Got some friends on the south side in case you care. Out of all of your friends, I wanna be the closest. That's why I tell you things you'll be the most. Is when it comes to life, to be this man's wife, you got to be well educated on the subject of life. I mean the prevention of, in other words, it's R.E.M. meaning of the thing called love. Are you up on this? It's something you can get up on a hug and a kiss. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
We need to talk about things. Tell me what you do. Tell me what you eat. I might cook for you. See, it really don't matter, cause it's all about me and you. Ain't no one else around. I'm even with the blindfold, gagged and bound. I don't mind. See, this ain't about sex. It's all about love. Being in charge of this and life in the next. Why all the cosmic talk? I just want you smarter than I'll ever be when we take that walk. Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
Horn, stand up, please. Oh, no.
come here, Tommy. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.